Each year we send the May Day resolution to many places in the world and to many places in Australia, and we'll do the same with this. The people of Melbourne, Australia, are gathered at the Melbourne May Day 2023 at a time when many of the working class in Australia and globally are witnessing attacks on their wages, basic rights and working and living conditions unlike anything seen since the Great Depression in the last century. Melbourne May Day supports the mobilisation of the working class to fight the ever-growing gap between rich and poor and the neoliberal policies practised by Parliament, which serve the wealthy at the expense of the working class and other toilers. We demand a livable rate of payment for the unemployed, the pensioners and others on social welfare. On top of that, our First Nation people in Australia are forced to suffer the gross indignity of racism, totally inadequate human services, and the denial of their land rights and sovereignty. Melbourne May Day supports the yes vote on the referendum, but recognise that it will not fix all the problems of the First Nation people. We need to continue to support them in their justified struggle to win their land rights, proper treatment, and sovereignty. People across the globe are fighting imperialism and imperialist war. People in Europe, Africa, Asia, Latin America and in the USA itself. Melbourne May Day supports and endorses these struggles of the exploited and oppressed throughout the world who are fighting for their rights against exploitation and oppression, for independence and liberation, and for a just and peaceful world. According to the United Nations, there are over 70 million people who have been forced out of their homes and countries by war, by oppression, by economic crisis and hunger to become refugees and asylum seekers. Melbourne May Day declares that the mistreatment of these refugees and asylum seekers must stop, and Australian workers, along with these workers who come out from other countries, must be supported as they fight to achieve justice and fair treatment. Melbourne May Day declares that Julian Assange is a heroic fighter for peace and for democratic rights and a heroic fighter against the lies and deceptions of the US authorities. We demand his immediate release from unjustified imprisonment in Britain. Melbourne May Day recognises that the global environmental crisis has reached a critical state, and we demand that the Australian Parliament and governments of the world take urgent steps to ensure that all industries and activities contributing to the crisis be stopped and or regulated as required to deal with this fundamental issue. Melbourne May Day opposes the warmongering AUKUS and military pact and the obscene spending on nuclear submarines and other war-making equipment. At May Day in Melbourne 2023, we reaffirm to redouble our efforts to fight for a peaceful and just world, for a world in which the working class and other exploited people control the production and the wealth produced and remove its control from the capitalists and the wealthy, so that finally poverty, exploitation, oppression and environmental destruction will be ended. Long live national and international solidarity. Long live International Workers' May Day. Long live democratic rights and socialism. Yes, thank you.
Well, that's been moved and seconded in several places. Is there any opposition, please? If not, those in favour say aye.
Aye.
Those against? It's carried unanimously. Three cheers for May Day. Three cheers for May Day. Hip hip.
Hooray.
Hip hip.
Hooray.
Thanks, comrades.